What do you call black people?
Well, I call them colored folks. Some people call them Negro.
You know, some of the northern people have words that they use to describe southerners and people like that. Can you think of any words that they might describe a southern person with?
We're Georgia crackers. We were called that a lot during World War II.
I wonder why they said that.
Well, I don't know.
Why a cracker?
We had a ball team here, I think, a good ball team here. Georgia crackers at that time, I think that was where that came from. And then they call us the hillbillies from the mountains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we're from the mountains, they call us the hillbillies.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out and he calls to you but you're not ready, you'll say, wait.
Just a minute.
Hold on.
Hold on, that's right.
If you want to know how many times something happened, you say how.
How often?
Okay, good. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, and you don't want to do it either, you might say, something am I.
I guess I'm chicken.
Or if not, if you and I aren't going to do something, you would say,
Neither of us is going to do this.
And what's this called?
This is the head.
Okay, but this part of it.
Forward.
Okay, and this is what?
Hair.
And when a man grows it on his face?
A mustache.
Okay, and if it's down here?
Got a beard.
Did your daddy have a beard?
No, my grandfather had one.
Yeah. And this, of course.
Is your lips.
And
that's your smackers.
And the whole thing is called
your mouth.
And this.
That's your throat.
And these.
Your teeth.
And your teeth are connected to your what?
Jawbone.
Okay, and that pink stuff is your
gums.
And this part of your hand?
Palm.
This part?
That's your fist.
Right. And these parts of your fingers right there, where it's connected, are your
joints.
And this part would be
your breast or your chest.
Okay, and these.
That's your arms.
Right here?
Joint.
Okay. And these things together would be?
Hands.
This is hard, isn't it?
Isn't it though? Going back to school.
The things you walk on are your?
That's my feet.
Okay, and the things that connect your feet to your hips are your?
Leg bone.
Mm-hmm. And when you sit down, you sit on your what?
I guess your fanny or your butt one.
Okay, if you saw a person that can lift real heavy weights, you might say that he's what?
Strong, husky built.
Okay, one who's real easy to get along with, what word would you use?
I'd call him very, well now what would I use for that name?
Somebody who's real easy to get along with.
Easy tempered.
Okay. And when a boy in his teens is apt to be all arms and legs and he can't walk and he's, you know, all limbs and...
I'd say he's an octopus.
You might say he's tall and what?
He's tall and lean.
Okay. And... when something is real plentiful or
abundant.
Yeah, or when there's a lot of it, it's not hard to get. It's real
common.
Okay, and what is, how could, would you think if somebody said common, would that be a compliment or what would it be?
Well, you could make it as a compliment.